Please stand and let us sing together, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's Word, and serve in Jesus' name. I want to give a brief announcement that Phyllis Loven, sister of Dennis Roysom, has died July 8th in Kirkoven, and the arrangements are pending. And I also want to invite Mackenzie Ebert to come forward for just a minute. Mackenzie is the new Christ Lutheran expert for information and media technology. We're so glad that you're on our staff now. Mackenzie's going to be with us on a temporary basis to help us inventory and move forward with media and technology. Welcome. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
O Lord God, your mercy delights us, and the world longs for your loving care. Hear the cries of everyone in need, and turn our hearts to love our neighbors with the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated, and would someone hold up the yellow card in your bulletin? Thanks. That yellow card is a chance for you to take notes on the scriptures that you hear, and maybe there is a note that you want to share today during the sermon time. You'll have that opportunity.
The first reading is from the book of Amos, chapter 7, beginning with the 7th verse. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from this land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. You say, do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus says the Lord, your wife shall become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be parceled out by line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land. The second reading is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, Christ to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learn from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So, likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The gospel of the Lord, we say, praise to you, O Christ. All right, you know, I was gone last Sunday, so I have 2 weeks worth of jokes stored up for you. No, just kidding. Well, just let's leave today's trouble enough for today. Just going to give you the normal amount of jokes. Oh no. Maybe I didn't bring the right. Uh-oh, Dan. No, here they are. Don't worry. 2 slices of bread were getting married. The ceremony was festive until someone toasted the newlyweds. When I moved into my new igloo, my friends threw me a surprise housewarming party. Now I'm homeless. Yeah, these are terrible. My uncle has 2 Dobermans. They are named Rolex and Timex because they are watchdogs. I know. In the past few weeks, we've been talking about power struggles in Scripture and in our lives. We've been talking about how we can do all of the right things and we still don't get the right result from the right choices. And today, we want to talk about 2 things that go together but really don't go together, but really do. So I just want to get your brain thinking about what two things really don't belong together. Putting a jellyfish in your swimming pool. No one wants to do that, right? Topping your Chinese food with watermelon. Would you want to eat that? No, Sharon says no. Nah. Yeah. Okay. Let's just think that through for a minute. Because God specifically uses things that don't go together to go together. And today, those two things are a good and a Samaritan. Good and Samaritan aren't supposed to go together, but they do. And it's going to, the punchline of this whole sermon is, it doesn't make sense for human helplessness and divine sovereignty to go together, but they do. And where do they come together? On the cross. And that's how salvation happens. When two things that don't go together come together. All right, I want to also really dig in a little bit about what it means to be a Samaritan. And the best way I can describe that is talking about what it means to be from Kentucky for me. So when you hear the, when you think of the state of Kentucky, what comes to your mind immediately? Like, what's the first thing? Horse racing, right. Kentucky Derby. What? Bluegrass. Kentucky bluegrass. What else? Moonshine. Oh, okay. Moonshine. Fort Knox. Oh, these are good. How about Louisville Slugger? Right? What was that? Your first 0-1. Okay. Kentucky basketball. How about a young boy named Cassius Clay whose bicycle got stolen and he grows up to become the greatest, right? How about Hatfields and McCoys? Y'all, if you've never been to Kentucky, let me tell you, that's real. Those Hatfields and those McCoys. They're as real as Kentucky Fried Chicken. They are from the same family. And they live life to the fullest when they are feuding one another. Right? So that is the best comparison I can make for you of a Samaritan, right? Who is a Jew who lives in the northern kingdom, which we're going to call Judah. Okay? And the feud between the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, which we're going to call Israel, right? So in this passage from Amos, here we've got Amaziah in the southern kingdom, Israel, and this northern prophet, Amos, coming down from Judah to tell Amaziah just how bad it's going to be for King Jeroboam. And Amaziah says, no, 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 don't come down here and tell us bad news. You go back to Judah. You go back to your hometown of Samaria because you don't belong to us. Well, guess what? They do belong to them. They have the same family tree, right? That's part of the background inherited for everyone who is listening to Jesus tell this parable about a good Samaritan. The priest and the Levite who walk past the man who's injured are doing the right thing. They're not allowed to touch someone who's bleeding, or they'll be made ceremonially unclean and not be able to fulfill their duties, right? They are doing the right thing, but they are not the neighbor. And the lawyer wants the fine print. First, he asks for eternal life, but what he's really there for is justification. Do I want to live forever, or do I want to be right? Okay, any yellow cards coming at me? I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody with a yellow card. Okay. I also have some headlines for you. These are 2 weeks worth of headlines. Just to drive home the point, you know them. Texas Supreme Court blocks order that allowed abortions to resume. Kyiv accuses Moscow of deliberate terror, asks Turkey to detain grain ship. Law limiting LGBTQ discussions takes effect in Florida schools. Mother of three children pulled from Ramsey County Lake, likely triple homicide, after Maplewood man dies of suicide. Where to see fireworks in the Twin Cities on July 4th? But then on July 4th, here are some headlines. Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe assassinated. Suspect in custody after seven killed, dozens wounded at Highland Park parade. How do all of those headlines go together when we look at one another in a minute? We're going to say, "The peace of the Lord be always with you." You can take Paul's words from Colossians and pray and repray them a million times. At least that's what I do. In an effort to lift up to God two things that don't seem to go together: the headlines of the newspaper and the peace which passes all understanding. So I'm watching the worship from last Sunday. Thank you, Vicki Harris, by the way. Very meaningful to me. For those who express their concerns, their prayer concerns, lifting them up in a congregation where we have the freedom and a great privilege to share with one another and with God our heartbrokenness, our neediness, our inability to understand the great depravity of what it means to be human. While at the same time, we gather to lift our voices in praise, joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory. In this mysterious combination, feel the work of the Holy Spirit reconciling and redeeming. You'll know the feeling, right? It feels like your feet are planted squarely on the ground. You can feel your own heart beating, the warmth of your blood, the memories of loved ones who have gone before, and the hope for tomorrow. Not for justification, but for forgiveness and eternal life with the one who does indeed answer the prayer, "May you be made strong so that you can endure everything while joyfully giving thanks to the Father in heaven." Amen. Stand and sing together, "Lord, whose love is humble service."
Upon the cross forsaken, your mercies perfect deed. We, your servants, bring the worship, not of us alone, but heart, consecrating to your purpose every gift which you impart. Still your children wander homeless, still the hungry cry for bread, still the captives long for freedom, still in grief we mourn our dead. As your Lord in deep compassion healed the sick and freed the soul, by your Spirit send your power to our world to make it whole. As we worship, grant us vision till our love's revealing light, in its height and depth and greatness, dawns upon our quickened sight, making known the needs and burdens your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to ardent service, your abundant life to share. Called by worship to your service, forth in your dear name we go. To the child, the youth, the aged, love in living deeds to show. Hope and of God, will and comfort, counsel, aid, and peace we give. At your servants, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy know and live.
We affirm our faith in God with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United in Christ and guided by the Spirit, we pray for the church, creation, and all in need.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all of creation. God of grace, hear our prayer. For all those serving in the armed forces of our nation and for our enemies, we commend to you your continual care, those serving on active duty, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all our leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Tracy, and Bruce, our mayors. For peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Broughton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Remembering those in Highland Park and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including our custodians. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Phyllis Loven, David Benson, Gladys Dunay, Denise Hines, Dennis Pilger, and Edward Van Streek, may they rest in peace and rise in glory. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Trustworthy God of every time and place, we entrust these spoken and unspoken prayers into your holy keeping. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated while the ushers collect the offering. If you like to bring your offering to Christ's well, please do it so at this time. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we sum all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Jesus Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Once scattered on the hill, were gathered into one to become our bread. So may all your people from all the ends of earth be gathered into one in you. As this cup of blessing is shared with the others, may we share. foretaste of all that is to come when all creation shares this feast with you. As the grains of wheat once scattered on the hill were gathered into one to become our bread, so may all your people from all the ends of earth be gathered into one in you.
Please stand. Let us pray together. Life-giving God, through this meal, you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated for an impromptu temple talk by the chair of the call committee, Dave Meyer.
Good morning. If it sounds like I'm making this up, I am. just wanted to give you a brief update from the call committee. We have been working very hard. We have really looked at some good candidates. Unfortunately, what we're up against is there are 50 vacancies in the Synod and half as many candidates. So our candidate pool is limited and actually has the opportunity to be very selective. At this point right now, I've had numerous conversations with our contact of the Synod. Pastor Heather has been amazing, great to work with. But right now, quite frankly, she doesn't have any candidates to bring forth. So we're going to be patiently waiting for whomever God has chosen to serve here. And when we find that out, we'll all know together. So please be patient. Any of you that know me, that's probably not one of my best virtues is being patient. But we'll be patient, we'll be diligent, and rest assured the call committee is doing everything they can to find the right pastor to serve for Christ Lutheran Church. If at any time anyone has questions, please feel free to call me. Look me up. I'll visit with you to the extent of the information I'm able to share. All right? Thank you.
Please stand. The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and comfort you and show you the path of life this day and always. Amen.
The Spirit sends us forth to serve. We go in Jesus' name to bring glad tidings to the poor, God's favor to proclaim. We go to comfort those who mourn and set the burden free, where hope is dim to share a dream and help the blind to see. We go to be the hands of Christ to scatter joy like seed, and all our days to cherish life, to do the loving deed.
Go in peace, love your neighbor. Thanks be to God.